I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Before Roe v. Wade, in the 1960s, Planned Parenthood, in their materials, told their clientele that it was a baby and that abortion was not acceptable. Yeah, this is a recent development for them, that abortion is morally neutral and that women need it. And they fight very hard against the message that it's detrimental to women, to any women. And they're quite cruel in the way that they attack those who bring the message that some women may be hurt. The ground that I've occupied, that I occupied in the beginning, I would say, you know, my ideology really has shifted as I've learned more through the years. But in the beginning, I was called to tell my testimony of healing after abortion. I was very ignorant about the pro-life movement. I had a stereotype in mind of angry protesters and really didn't want to be identified with that. But I said then, and I'll say it again now, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers isn't trying to enact prohibition. They're trying to say, okay, this is a legal product and it's dangerous. And some people are really harmed by it. You know, it's not a perfect analogy because there's no safe abortion. But in other words, abortion is legal. Some are hurt by it. I'm offering them help. Why in the world would you object to that? Because it sheds light on the real problems that exist with what they're selling.
Kim, if we've not been engaged in the making the case for life, is there one thing or maybe one step we could take today? What would be effective in getting us on this road?
Well, I think there are a number of things we can do. You asked for one. Okay. but Scott Klusendorf's book, The Case for Life, is excellent. And also, I would go to YouTube and look for his debates with Nadine Strossen. Mm-hmm. He just had another one recently this week. They're wonderful representations of the two points of view argued from logic and how to make the case on either side. And you'll see that Scott wins those arguments, those debates every time. So his book is a wonderful resource. I'm available to come and speak to schools. Okay. I have an underwriting grant. So a Christian school, high school, I know they don't have great budgets. Yeah. You can bring me in to speak and do that training. I think it's really important that we support the pregnancy help movement. I mean, Washington, D.C. is where the laws are made, but abortions are happening in our neighborhoods. You know, we need to be active locally offering people a real choice, you know, whether it would be to place the child for adoption or to parent. The pregnancy help movement is very effective in doing this, and we all need to know what that local center is so we can make referrals. We need to support them with our dollars and with our time and prayers.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.